Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Welcome to episode number 10. Today's topic is YouTube, YouTube ads, all things YouTube. So there has been insane growth when it comes to YouTube. And marketing with YouTube and putting video on YouTube and being a YouTube influencer and like all of this stuff. And I will openly tell you that I have not nearly done, at least the last couple of years, enough video for YouTube. And when I started looking at the attention and how my kids were figuring things out about local businesses or local events or TV shows, like literally finding out news without watching the news, I realized that the only way that they were really getting their information was on YouTube. So I started digging a little bit further and started really looking at just a lot of localized content to Buffalo and started studying, I mean, who's actually putting advertisements and then also organic content on YouTube. So there were the ones that I would have expected, so at least initially, and I'll give you some that I didn't expect. So the ones that I did expect initially really was more of like the auto dealer. So I'd be watching something local and then either an ad in the middle or that pre-roll ad at the beginning would talk about XYZ auto dealer, like Northtown Auto, come and check out cars, $99 down, all those kind of traditional things that sadly I've been seeing for years and years and years and years. Some of the stuff, though, that I didn't expect to see, but I was pleasantly happy to see, were smaller local places doing short kind of pre-roll videos about events that they were doing or open houses. So there actually was a farm that was doing something for the holidays and did a really short video, $5 off admission, I believe what was the offer. And it was interesting because my kids on Friday, they said, well, can we go to this farm? And I'm like, how would they even know about this farm? And I said, well, how did you hear about them? Well, YouTube. Like the YouTube era for the younger generation, but this also, again, I'll talk about all different ages in a second, but for the younger generation, if this is where they're getting their news, this is the place that you need to be putting advertising dollars on. So if you're looking to attract, I mean, younger people, kids, high school, and you want to make sure that your message is coming across, perfect, perfect place to advertise. You might say, well Michael, my message isn't really catered towards kids or younger people, or I'm B2B. Perfect solution. You can do one of a couple things. Number one, you can still advertise in your local area, but you could be running your particular videos on certain channels that you know where your target audience would be hanging out. So if you're B2B, maybe you're going to run some ads on people that are watching business-related news in the local area, or even anything that is business related. If they're in your zip code or your territory, then they're going to see your pre-roll video. So this is, if you, I want you to really think about it, it's really the new television, and it's been replacing TV and where we're getting things for quite some time. And obviously there's, we'll talk about streaming in a future episodes and things like that. And I mean, how does that affect anything, and what can you do with that? And there definitely are still a lot of opportunities there. But if I'm telling you that your audience is consuming large amounts of content on a daily basis on YouTube, you need to make sure that your content, your message, your brand is getting in front of them. And the best way to do that is YouTube ads, and in particular those pre-rolls. So where your video is being shown before other videos of people that are in a geographic area. Now, the second piece of the equation is where I encourage you to start to produce video content. So starting to put out content onto YouTube on a regular basis. And like everything, I try to anticipate the pushback. Where are you going to push back and say, Michael, it ain't going to happen. And the pushback tends to be just on how easy is it to actually produce video? Do I have to get my makeup done up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All that I'm encouraging you to do is to take some action and start with the most simplest of actions, simplest of tactics. And that literally is just leveraging an iPhone or an Android and just putting some stuff that is educational in nature. You need to take a step back and look at what content is going to be helpful and authentic to your prospects and your customers. And you need to understand that the whole point, now YouTube pre-roll, those can be some ads and they can be fun and engaging. But the content that I want you to really put out when you're shooting video needs to be helpful, authentic, engaging, story-based content. You don't want to be thinking about this like a TV commercial, but I want you to think about it like a TV show. You and your company and your team, you're the stars of this show. What content can you put out there that's helpful, authentic, and engaging? Answer all the top questions they're asking. Give them restaurant recommendations. What do you mean restaurant recommendations? I don't care what business you're in. Why not put out helpful content of here are the top restaurants to visit in XYZ city? Helpful, authentic content. Here are the local events that are coming up. It doesn't have to be solely about your business. If you're in the pest control space, well, how much can we talk about when it comes to insects and pests? Don't. You think people are constantly going and wanting to go onto Facebook or YouTube and watch a video about you exterminating bees? Now, if they have a bee problem, yes. So you can do that video. But the 9 other videos I want you to do are going to be about you servicing the local community, servicing certain nonprofits or charities and helping out there, your team members on their story of why they joined your company and why they really enjoy what they do, a testimonial from a customer, authentic video about, I don't know, honey, for example. Just things like that. And I know there's lots of examples and different ways and tactics and things like that to go about, but it's got to just be helpful, authentic content. Now, I'm okay if you start with the YouTube pre-roll, the commercial stuff. I'm good with you starting there, but in the future, I want you to then start to look at what kind of videos can you get produced and simplify the heck out of it. Start with an iPhone or an Android. Take some action, start marketing with YouTube or take your YouTube up to another level. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. See you in the next episode.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.